Grain futures, we are sharply higher on the soybeans as their breakout of a six-week congestion price period ended last Friday, and she is following through to the upside. We are 10 days away from the President Trump and President Xi Chinese-U.S. meeting, where we'll probably see some buying from the Chinese on beans, if not presently. Soon, there is talk that not only would they probably take 8 million metric tons of that promised bean purchase in February that has not happened, that it might go to 12 million metric tons of old crop beans and keep the new crop solid at 25 million metric tons. So pushing higher on beans, of course, courtesy of soybean oil, pushing on to new contract highs here this morning to 76.93 before correcting. We're now at 76.10, up 94 cents on that bean oil, while meal is not being wasted away on the crush. It's up $2.10 as well at 321.40 on that July contract. In the soybeans, July beans up 19 and a quarter cents, 12.22 and a quarter. November beans eclipsed $12 briefly here earlier in the session. We're now up 13 and three quarter cents at 11.96 and a half. Boy, the bears that said 9.50 beans were coming immediately back in February, they got to be sputtering about that one. On the corn, new highs for the season. We haven't quite bested the November high yet, or the March, I should say, the March high that occurred early on March 9th. It's just a penny and a half away for that July corn, while December continues to knock out new contract highs, making all those giving up on any rally for new crop corn price potential a chance to now make some higher valuation sales. Currently, July corn up 5 1/4, 485 1/2. December corn up 5 1/2 at 504 1/4. Wheat, Chicago July is up 2 1/4, 640, while Kansas down fractionally as its three-day correction could maybe come to an end here shortly. Rains did pop up in eastern Colorado, western Kansas here for today and tomorrow, but they're talking 1/4 inch in some areas, maybe up to 1 inch in some areas. Eastern Colorado can use this help, but northern Kansas is beyond that. The wheat's already flowering. There's nothing you can do. The Minneapolis trade down 7 1/4 on that July contract, 697 3/4. September's off 6 1/2, 715 1/4. Cattle futures sharply lower as the dramatic reversal that occurred from new contract highs on Friday into the close sharply lower on Friday. Just follow through selling today. Can't be pinned on much other than Treasury Secretary Rollins says there's going to be some announcements later this week with packers with what the Justice Department is finding out. Nobody knows what it all means other than the fact more selling stimulated today. We have the box beef market higher, feeder index higher, live cattle, feeder cattle futures sharply lower. June cattle up is down $1.92, 251.07. August giving up $2.12, 245.70. And both of these are almost $2 off the lows of the session. The May feeder cattle down 557 at 365.82. August feeders off 670 at 365.47 after being down over $8 on the session at one point this morning. October feeders down 702, 361.57. November down 702 at 358.80. On the hog trade, also sharply lower, down $1.40. On the June contract, 99.87. July giving up $1.42 at 101.95. Gold and silver plummeting again today as that crude oil market moves higher. Concerns of a slowing economy and the talk that the Fed, because of the higher energy prices, is not going to be looking to lower rates anytime soon. That put gold today down $112 an ounce, $4,532. July silver down $3.20 at $73.23. And the dollar index back up 32 cents, 98.33, as it goes nowhere really, really fast. Bitcoin up $1,965 on that May contract, $80,740. And crude oil, presently June contract up $3.64, 105.58, with deferreds now stronger than the nearby, as it's becoming likely the Strait of Hormuz will not be fluently operational anytime soon because anything exiting right now has stated no desire in returning to the Persian Gulf until all hostilities have been ended. Crude oil, June up $3.64, 105.58. July up 4.36, $100.90 in the gasoline. The June contract up 14.5 cents a gallon, $3.74. Diesel fuel climbing back up almost 15 cents a gallon at $4.95. Any questions on trading commodity futures or getting a free 30-day look at our newsletter that puts out a plethora of information on your phone in the morning to find out what happened and what might happen today, and a recap in the afternoon with videos talking about charts. Many clients like those videos. See for yourself. Heartlandinvest.com. Check it out. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.